Itmar. Never has the British governor produced a greater empire than... never has the governor produced a nutmeg greater than...
Must I destroy Mrs. Henry Boy, so refuses to complain, when trouble's brewing, it's been doing the man.
Oh, dear me, where is His Excellency?
He's going away today.
Away? Pish, or tosh, and piffle. He hasn't informed me, his legal advisor. Unless I'm informed of his divisional movements, I can't keep the Colonial Office cognizant of his whereabouts.
I think he's dodging you.
Why?
Because he doesn't understand a blinking word you say.
Oh, pish, toss, and tiffle. I merely express myself in the circumlocutory terminology of gubernatorial departmentalism.
Gosh, I'm not looking forward to this trip. We don't know what we might run into.
Into the shine, eh? Into the shine.
You're too soon.
Aye. I'm sad to shine.
That's the second comic that's coming here. I'll comp the next one that opens the door. Hello, folks. Oh, what's the game, eh? Well.
What's the idea of clouting me like that?
I'm sorry, Gov. I thought it was just another comic.
Eh? Well, on behalf of Vic Oliver, I demand an apology.
Where you been, Gov?
I've been out with some of the hula girls. Had a hula of a time, too. Ooh, until one of them took me to a club.
What was it like?
Well, it was a swing club, and a big man swung it. If you don't believe me, I'll show you a relief map of my napper. Hello?
Supposing...
Yes?
We two...
Yes?
Got together...
Yes?
With three others...
Yes?
That'd make five, wouldn't it?
No, four.
Why?
I can't come. Try to catch me, Winston Churchill's gag writer. What next? Hello?
You're wrong. There'd only be three.
Well, how do you make that out?
Well, I can't come myself, see?
But only three? Why, it's hardly worthwhile having a party at all. Oh, dear. Hello?
You're still wrong.
Why?
We're not thinking welcoming either.
Well, who are you?
The other three.
This is getting worse. Is there a psychoanalyst in the house?
Yes.
Oh, well, could you help me out, sir?
Oh, yes. Wait till I get the bombs off my bicycle.
Bombs off the bicycle? Aren't you a psychoanalyst?
Oh, I thought you said cycling anarchist.
What, Gov? Is my articulation bad?
May I be frank?
Phillips, you can say what you like.
Well, if I were you, I'd have it out.
Have it out? What are you talking about? Or let's count the laundry and start with a clean sheet, eh?
Well, you're supposed to be going on tour. You visit the outlying villages, explore the jungle, and show the flag.
Show the flag? What do you think I am, a taxi driver?
Lovely glove, lovely glove.
You're carried by bearers around your far-flung empire in regal state.
Well, that's better than being far-flung out of the empire in a shocking state. Well, I'd get my white elephant and I let my hair down and go via Coventry. I wonder what's on at the Hippodrome.
Into the shine, eh? Into the shine.
Into what a shine?
My brother's a blower up of toy balloons. He always gets up late and he has to run to work. When he gets there, he's out of breath, so he can't blow them up and he doesn't get any wages. Into the shine, eh? Into the shine.
He must be one of Cochrane's old gentlemen. I don't know.
He's got a funny little face like a doll, Gov.
I'm sure I've seen him sitting on Peter Brough's knee.
What about this tour around the island?
Oh, yes. Now, get my desk book, will you?
Yeah, here you are, Gov.
Oh, that's right. Ah, now, here's a good one. A cactus on sea. Three elephant parade. Manageress, Ma Hoot. Tent and breakfast, 15 bob. With use of jungle, 15 and a penny. Well, we'd better take Macintosh it, Herb. We've just had a gale warning.
A gale warning. Thank you, sir.
Ah, here he comes. All wet and windy, eh? Are you coming with me, Colonel? I've got you a camel.
A camel, sir, is an animal after my own heart. I'm told it goes 7 days without water.
Right. Well, the one I've got for you goes 7 days without whiskey.
Impossible, sir.
Well, if you're going with me on my tour, you'll have to bring your own supply of drinks.
That's very necessary in the jungle, Handler.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm determined to defend myself against mosquitoes.
I'd love to see you try to swat one with a bottle. Have you ever thought of going slightly teetotal, Colonel?
No, sir. Thank heavens I've never lost my sense of humor.
You're quite right, but I wish you wouldn't laugh at your own soaks.
I say, is my friend Major Mundy coming?
Ooh, I expect so. Dear old Mundy, eh? Yes, keeps asking me if Florence Nightingale still lives in Berkeley Square. Well, I'm glad you're coming with me, Colonel. I'll tell you what, I'll put you in charge of a first aid.
Thank you. Yes, you're right, sir. I can find a drink anywhere. I'll find some port wine, some fruity port wine. Will make you happy. Will make you sway.
I'd like some cold beer that's not too old, dear.
So we'll drive our blue monkeys away.
He's a grand old sport, and what a traveler, eh? Do you know he was the first white man to cross the Zambezi?
On a barrel?
No, on an aspirin. Now let's get going, Herb.
What's that, Gus?
I thought it was you. But yeah. Well, take no notice, take...
Where's it coming from?
Wales. Tim to one is from Cardiff.
Well, what causes it?
Football.
Yeah, half a mo.
Hey?
Half a mo?
No, dynamo, you petty. Pull it. Have you engaged any bearers, Herb?
Yes, Gov. The two head ones are here.
Oh, well, let's have a look at them. Well, it's all bowing and scraping. They're going to carry me. All they can do is to carry ochre. Now, listen, you two pieces of coffee stall cake. Do you really think you could carry me through the jungle?
Ha, ha.
And what would you do if I asked you to drop me somewhere?
Ha, ha.
I don't like the sound of that.
Ha, ha.
Ah, now you're talking. Oh, no. All right, meet me in half an hour at the bandstand.
Ha, ha.
That's a funny thing. Oh, that's very funny.
What?
Well, every time those rats come in here, the skunk holds his nose. Well, now I better be getting down to the store. Herb, just walk in front of me, will you, in case we meet that lion who was so rude to me yesterday.
Mister. Arms?
Arms, did you say? Well, give me one of yours, Herb. I can't get mine off. They seem to like me here.
Lick your boots, Herb. Lick your boots.
Let's have a look at your tongue. No, thanks. My boots are white.
Herb!
Yeah, they do like me, don't they?
Salam, O-Sheik.
Salam, Moniac. Oh, they do like me, don't they? They don't like me, do they? Look out. Here's Lady Solely bowling along like a mummy on roller skates. Get ready now. Here she is.
Oh, I'm sure it's Governor Handley.
It must be Governor Handley.
It is Governor Handley.
How does the chorus go, you know? Now, put up my parasol, Herb.
Okay,
Gus. I see you, you naughty man. Peekaboo.
Ah, good morning, Lady Solely. I can't stop now. I have to see a man about a lion.
Oh, you won't have far to look. There's one just behind you.
Aye, so there is. I say, Lady Solely, do you mind if I fasten you up at the back? That's better. Now, keep your head now. Look him straight in the eyes. And when he opens his mouth, pop your head inside and have a good look round.
Why?
Well, just to see if his teeth fit.
I believe you're a little bit afraid.
Me afraid of a lion? And put your paw in front of your mouth when you do that. That's the way to talk to them. Now, get me a bicycle.
It's coming nearer, Mr. Handley.
Well, get me a motorbicycle. Well, do something, can't you? Standing there, knocking my knees together.
I'll deal with it with my parasol. Go away, lion.
The lion disappeared by permission of Noel Coward. Now, come on, let's write a tune for £2,000, eh?
Ah, there's that dear Mr. Shadwell, Charlie Harley.
Charlie Harley? What a way to talk to a musical elocutionist.
Oh, good morning, Lady Soanley. This is indeed This is indeed an enigmatic encounter.
What did you say, Chess?
I said I'm pleased to meet her.
So you won't play, eh? All right.
Yes, I will. I'll play an arrangement by Peter York of Chili Bom Bom.
Oh, Mr. Shadwell, the things you say.
You ought to hear him when his cholesterol rolls under the piano. Now, Charlie Arley, do be more careful. She's very sensitive.
Oh, is she?
Yes, last night I tarred and feathered her stocking. She was very upset. Play, boy! Better get started. Get my elephant out of the fridge, will you? He can carry my personal baggage.
The chief's daughter, Gov.
Oh, that's an idea.
Shalams, O illustrious one. I am your elephant boy.
Elephant boy? What's the matter, Sabu? Who is this bloke, Herb?
He's the groom for your elephant.
Groom? Well, if he's going to marry the elephant, I forbid the buns. What's your name?
My name, Mumbo Master.
Well, what's the matter with Jumbo, Mumbo?
Him got bad tooth, Master.
Oh, Jumbo's got a pain in the gumbo, Mumbo. Well, give him a whack on the tusk and Jumbo's gumbo will go numbo, Mumbo. I've never ridden an elephant before. Do I ride Jumbo or Kimbo, Mumbo? Oh, anyway, let's have a go. Give us a leg up.
Yeah. Mr. Handler.
Going up.
Mr. Handler.
Coming down. Hello, Hotchkiss. And don't talk to me with that monkey's tail in your mouth.
Mr. Handler, what game do you think you're playing with that elephant?
Big game. You see, the elephant goes out of the room, pushes his trunk upstairs, and we have to find it.
Ridiculous.
Well, the elephant likes it. And so does the monkey.
Well, I've got to ride on an elephant because I'm going to hold a big reception, you know, a durbar, a big durbar.
Hold up the bar, Handler. I'll help you.
Go away, you dissipated renegade.
Sip a fizzy lemonade. Do you want to cut him off in the prime of his trot? Puppy Colonel, now, go on.
I'm sorry, sir.
I have no intention of staying behind. I'm coming with you. You need advice. A governor usually does things in a big way.
And so does the elephant.
After all, I spent 3 years amongst the devoted pygmies.
Oh, I've got those.
Got what?
Floating kidneys.
Oh!
You know, that monkey's a baboon and a blessing to me. Well, here's the store, Herb. Oh, good morning.
Good morning. You are looking better. What a pity.
Herb, look who's in charge. The Maharaja of Murphy. I thought you were on tour with the Tidfilderals. Well, tell me, how's trade?
In this business, 3 are absolutely essential and 1 is too many anyway.
I wish he'd stop talking pidgin Welsh. Now, listen, I want to be fitted out for a journey.
How long will you be away? I don't care if you never come back.
See? Well, it all depends on the mumbles, you see. I may be away for a month, 4 weeks, or a couple of fortnights. It's all in the lap of the milk.
It looks as though you will have pleasant weather. It's raining worse than Swansea.
That's right, that's right. Run Manchester down. Well, just let me have what's under the counter.
There is nothing under the counter. I put it there yesterday.
What the M. Lynn Williams are you talking about? I'll tell you what, I'll toss you for the till. Your cry,
heads, I said tails, what is it?
It's a dead heat, my till.
Take it with pleasure, it's screw to the counter.
You know, that fellow's been too much in the papers lately. He should remember that all that's Norton's isn't Gold's. What a strong pong. Somebody's roasting a warthog. I bet it's Curly Kale, the cook.
You're right, sir. I can't understand why all my dishes smell so queer.
Well, perhaps it's furry at the bottom of your saucepan. Tell me, do you ever listen to the cooking hints on the radio?
Yes, sir. That's why I've lost so many jobs.
Well, I don't know. I heard a good one the other day. How to make stewed rhubarb last.
How, sir?
Make the custard first. Now, you tell me a funny story now.
Oh, I got a good one today, sir. Uh-oh. 2 men were sitting opposite each other in a railway carriage. 1 man leant across to the other and said, "Do you believe in ghosts?" The other one said, "No," and disappeared. Do you like that?
I think that's amazing. 2 men couldn't have been on spooking terms. Now, run along, Curly. Make the fat hot and call a herring.
Hey, Gov.
Yes?
Is that slopper girl that's never heard of anything?
Oh, do you mean Major Mundy's daughter, Naive?
Yes, Gov.
Oh, she sees all, hears all, and knows nout. But I like her. Pig iron wouldn't melt in her mouth.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
Hello, my little Mae West.
Mae West? Who is Mae West?
Well, she's a great woman, you know. Oh, what a big heart. What a big heart. You know, when she comes round the corner, you can see her brooch first. She's a wonderful woman. She's on the films.
Films? What are they?
Oh, bless your bonny bunion. Come with me and I'll show you one.
I'm afraid Mother wouldn't like it.
All right, it won't take her. It'll be all right. I'll choose a nice picture like, let me see, Tom Crippen's school days.
Who's Crippen?
Hey, Butch. Oh, this is murder. Would you like to put your feet up? Let's change the subject, shall we? Are you coming with me on my tour?
Oh, yes. I'd like to lead you up the jungle path.
Hey? But I wonder if I'm taking this girl the wrong way. I hope so.
Is my mother coming too?
Well, you need her.
I don't think so.
Brave girl. Spoken like a member of the Biggleswaite Badminton Club. Come, let us go into the wood and pick bluebells.
Why, I pick bluebells.
That's what I say. Why? Come, we will go into the woods and...
Mr. Handler!
Pick the blue blinking bells.
Oh, boy. Have a go at this.
Hello, George Gorge. What are you eating?
Hippo steak. Lovely grub. Lovely grub.
Let's taste it. Lummy, it is strong. Tastes like a boiled battle dress.
Well, it's all the better for that.
But you've got a terrific appetite, like a horse.
Rather. Where is it?
You've got a one-trough mind. You must think a midnight choo-choo is an early morning breakfast.
That's an idea. I'll go and have it now. Lovely grub, lovely grub.
You know, I bet Billy Bunter's only 2 pies ahead of him.
Could you see a lady, Gov?
Has she got a pram?
I'm afraid so.
Then she's been shopping. Who is she?
I think she teaches in a native school.
Does she? Well, get out the whiteboard and the black chalk and send her in.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
I say, what a smashing schoolmistress. What a lovely head of sofa stuffing. Can I stay in and do 100 lines?
Oh, I'm not a teacher, really.
Well, let's leave the room and go out to play, shall we? Surely you could teach me something.
Probably. What would you like to learn first?
Yes. Now, you know, you've got something, you have.
You're telling me. Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Sarah Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green taught Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains. While history explained, when Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about you Barry's looks, what made her great as a toast of Paris. She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet or Pierrot in Pierrette or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. A girl can learn to spell and take dictation well and never sit on the boss's settee unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bowed at the knee if she can show a faultless personality. And while certain girls offered certain things like table coats and wedding rings by men who wear their spats right, that's right. So if you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart, or what a wonderful sister I'd be, just tell me how you like my personality. Personality. Personality.
That girl's just my cup of tea, huh?
Tea?
Yes, personality. Next gentleman, please.
Gov?
Yes?
It's time we started.
But give me a chance. I haven't fainted my corns out yet.
What do you want to use that for?
Well, I'm not having the parrots pecking at my feet as we go along. Come on, let's get started. Oh, hello, Monday.
Ah, my dear Excellency. I must thank you for inviting my daughter to accompany you.
Well, I'm glad she's coming, Monday. She can ride on the handlebars of the elephant.
She's a tender flower, sir.
Yes, just my pick.
What's that?
I said we must be quick.
Eric! Oof, that's the wife outside. What shall I say?
Well, tell her off.
Yes, my dear.
That's no way to talk to her. Leave it to me. Now then, Mrs. Monday, what's all this?
Take that!
Oof, thank you. Good night. Lovely grub, lovely grub. Well, now that's settled.
That's what I came to see you about. I don't want her to come.
Well, neither do I. I know, we'll take her as a tiger frightener, eh? I suppose you've often been on safari, Major?
All my life, sir. You should read my book with rod and gun up the lower Limpopo.
Any pictures?
Yes. Dozens, sir, including the tongueless women of the Tongo.
Why don't you make your wife a member of that lot?
Now, where are your carriers, your native bearers?
Oh, they're in the porter's quarters.
Porter, sir. Oh. I don't mind if I do.
Hello. Here comes old Lost Weekend.
Hello, Bunder.
Yes, Chinstrap, this trip reminds me of old times. Remember our first hunt in the Punjab?
By God, sir. Dash fine cat we shot.
What? Cat? You scoundrel. Not a good mind to give me the dog.
He was referring to tigers, sir.
Oh, tigers.
Chinstrap, you remember old Chumley Carstairs of the 7th Bunghole Lancers, the old soapy 7th?
Ah, poor old Chummers. I sat next to him the night he filled the brigadier's boot with butter. I said, what do you think of that, Handler?
Oh, I don't know. I remember once during a Brains Trust dinner, a sea serpent crawled across the table and nobody said a word except Lady Astor. Saw it with my own eyes. Any questions?
Well, Handler, I must go and pack my kit.
Well, don't forget to put the cork in.
I say, Munder, do you know that the Russians have been over in London playing football?
What? Has the Tsar gone mad?
He'd better be careful. One of these days, somebody will knock his mollet off.
They're selling up, Gov.
What?
Do you know Big Chief Biggerbanger's outside?
Yes, I do, but it's his inside. I don't want to know.
No, he's outside with all his tribe.
Well, tell him it's too early for carols. What was that?
A boomerang.
Looks like a native coat hanger. What a nerve, eh? I certainly won't see him.
What did you say, Gov?
I said send him in.
Chief, the Gov wants you.
Oh, in a matoon, it's a home of the hood there.
What's that?
Me, Biggerbanger's daughter. My papa, he say, you come outside and see him.
Well, tell him to come round the stage door when the show's over.
I'll speak to papa. Ula yun by jana kum jayala?
No, mom, but you can hoop at the farm, you did.
We are alone, Who knife on foot?
No, no, it's not a kobo, but you can hoop at the floor.
Oh, this is taking as long as a war trial.
My papa, he say, you walk 3 steps, he walk 3 steps. You walk 2 steps, he walk 2 steps. You walk 1 step.
What is this, the BBC dancing club? Hail, bigger banger.
Oh, what is this?
Group 83, you'll be a long time getting out.
Man, you look too good, I hope you can walk over here.
Right.
He say, before you go, you marry me.
Get my lawyer.
Yes, here I am.
Oh, hello, Snuffington. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this one.
Oh, piss, tosh, and piffle.
Right, I'll try tosh.
Will you allow me, as an acknowledged authority on juridical procedure, as exemplified in all mandatory territory, that only a plenipotentiary can approve the matrimonial machination of a paramount chief with due legality?
I rest my case. And see that nobody pinches it.
No, I come up with the home of the Jalapa.
What did Horace say, Elsie?
You marry me now.
Well, I'd like to, but you see, just before I left England, I met a charming boulder, a lady. Well, she's much older than me, but twice as thick. She had a canary with a wooden leg, and one day I said, cooey, just like that, and before I knew where I was, the ring was through my nose.
You mean you're married?
Yes. Now, let's go and roast chestnuts and make a lot of money. Come on, let's all go together.
Your wife. What was her name?
Now, it's funny you should mention that. I forgot to ask her.
He say he not believe you. He say stop the war dance.
Now we're for it, Herb.
You got to produce a wife somehow, Gov.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'll just shout and see what happens. Mrs. Handley!
Coming.
Lummy, it's Hotchkiss. That's torn it. Now, what am I going to do next week?
You've been listening to Tommy Handy in Itmar with Jack Train, Clarence Wright, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Carlton Hobbs, Hugh Morton, Mary O'Farrell, Diana Morrison, and Lynn Joyce. The BBC Augmented Radio Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.